when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
You know, every week it's an amazing thing that happens. I'm sitting here doing nothing, and I push the button, it rolls that theme song, and the next thing you know, there's another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour coming out of me. I don't know how it happens, but it happens every week, and I'm glad you're along. Joining in the fun this week, got another stack of great old-time records to play here on the Zumpa Hour like we do every week. So, hey, glad you're here. Let's get it rolling with brass with class. I mean, really, why would you not have class? If you were brass, I don't know, it rhymes, I don't care. My wife is always drunk polka. Oh, what a song to start the show, huh?
With my wife Gishda.
There you go. Apparently his wife is drunk. I don't know, depending when you're listening to this show, that's early in the morning. It's inappropriate. That is Brass with Class getting us rolling on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. The usual stack of records. Well, actually, the stack is never usual. You never know what's going to be in there. And I try to keep it pretty well mixed up so you don't hear something that you've heard recently here on the show. Always keep you guessing. We hate to be predictable because... well, face it, being predictable would be kind of boring, wouldn't it? All right, let's go over here to turntable number one. See, I started the show backwards. I started on turntable number two. I find out I always do that. You'd think you would go from left to right when you're playing the machines, but I start with the right hand because I'm right-handed, I think, so I start on the number two turntable. I don't know, it's what it says on the control board here. You push the button, and it's turntable number one, turntable number two. I don't know, but this is Eddie Zima, and be mine, Angeline.
Thank you.
Eddie Zima there, Be Mine, Angeline, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's Roll Time Oldies Show as we are rolling right along with another stack of great old-time records. Glad you're with us for another one here. What do we have over here? Grandma's Featherbed Polka. Here's the Monumentals on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Off the floor. We used to go down to Grandma's house every month and or so. We'd eat pierogi and Polish ham and homemade butter on the bread. But the best damn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for the dick. It'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a pig we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we sit around the fire, the old folks spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny sing a ballad or two. Well, I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I knew, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bullet off of a tick. It'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a pig we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. Been fishing with my uncle, I wrestle with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. But if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said that I'd trade them all, plus the girl down the road, for Grandma's feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for the tick. It'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a pig we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
All right, Elmer Scheidt and the band are coming off. That was the Monumentals and Grandma's Featherbed Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Before we get to Elmer Scheidt and his band and a waltz already in the show, let's talk about World of Accordions Museum. Invites you to check them out. I would say check them out online and have a look around. I don't know what their status is. They're in Wisconsin. They're over in Superior there. I'm in Minnesota, about 90 miles away. What the visiting rules there might be could be different. I don't know. But still, you owe it to yourself to take a look at them online at worldofaccordions.org. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas shoved in that place. That's a scary lot of heavy stuff in one place. Oh, yeah, and they got the gift shop. They got the accordion and technician's repair school. They've got the concert hall. They have all sorts of educational material, research material, historical stuff that has to do with the instruments, the history, the music, the ethnicities, the people. It's a vast educational and entertaining experience. Look at them online, and when things get cranked up again, check it out. Put it on your list of places you want to visit. worldofaccordionsmuseum.org. worldofaccordions.org. You'll find them on the internet. There's a bunch of pictures of the museum and stuff there. You kind of check it out. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. So have a look. worldofaccordions.org. Elmer Scheidt and his band, this is an oldie but a goodie. They're all oldies, but if I say they're an oldie but a goodie, it's really an old 45 usually. Let's do a Die Hooler Eye number 1 waltz. Elmer Scheidt and the band. Thank you. There you go there. A little waltzing kind of early in the show for a waltz, but, you know, we always try to get at least one into every show for those of you who would rather be waltzing than polkaing, I guess. Elmer Scheid and his band there, Die Hulerei number one, Waltz, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Glad you're along for another round. I wanted to remind you, you know, you can always look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and you can always email us. Love to get your emails. OompaHour@AOL.com. That's easy enough to remember. And you can also call or text if you have a request, dedication, comment, question, whatever. Area code 218 is the key. Then 259-2985. All right? So if you have a request, dedication, comment, question, just want to call up and say booga booga, that's fine too. 218-259-2985 gets you in touch with the Oompa Hour. Or email us, OompaHour@AOL.com. All right. Coming up here, I want to play a 78 here in the show in a little bit. And you know records. You got your 45s, the little record with the big hole. They also used to call them donut records because they're kind of like a donut. The 45s, the singles. You remember those. And then you got your LPs, of course, your big 12-inchers with a bunch of songs on them. But if you go way back, you get your 78s made out of shellac, run at 78 RPM. But I got a fun, goofy one coming up here in a couple of seconds. But I got to scooch over to turntable number one here and change the needle. You have to have a special needle in it to play the 78s because the grooves are fatter. And if you play them with a regular needle in them, they sound terrible. So I'm going to work on getting that squared away. And while I do that, you can listen to Romy Gaws. And he is doing the Loudmouth Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll be right back. Romy Gaz and the Loudmouth Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with. Now, I was going to suggest that for this next record, perhaps you gather the kids around the radio or the computer or wherever you happen to be listening to the show this week. And then I thought, you know, most kids are not going to even know who this is about. From 1948 is when this record is from. Mel Blanc and the Sportsman. Most people would recognize Mel Blanc as the man of a thousand voices. The guy did the cartoon voices for just a ton of great characters over the years. And I don't want to try to tell you which ones because I might mention a couple that are not Mel Blanc voices. But he did so many. And one of the characters that he only did for like a year was Woody Woodpecker. And I'm trying to remember the deal. I know that he started out kind of doing the Woody Woodpecker thing, but there was a some sort of a contract problem because he was under contract to Warner Brothers, I believe, because he did the voice for a lot of Warner Brother cartoons, and he couldn't do the Woody Woodpecker voice for Walter Lantz. And it wound up that the Woody Woodpecker laugh, the famous laugh, is actually, is it Walter Lantz's wife? I can't remember. But anyway, so I was going to suggest you get the kids around the radio. I have the Woody Woodpecker polka, and I thought that, you know, get the kids around that they might think that's a real hoot. And then I realized that today's kids may very well not remember who Woody Woodpecker is. So, yeah, I don't know, let's just do it, shall we? Mel Blanc and the Sportsman, and let's just have at it with a little bit of the old Woody Woodpecker polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Got to get the 78 record thing going here.
That bird is back in town. A merry little clown. He never wears a frown. He will croon the latest tune, the Woody Woodpecker polka. His laugh has made him known. A sound that's all his own. Oh, hear that mellow tone. Let's all sing the latest thing, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Let's all laugh like the woodpecker bird, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Let's all laugh so it can be heard, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Happy as two birds in a nest, we'll learn to fill and coo. So let's all laugh, just like the woodpeckers do. That band, the bestest in the land. Now grab your partner's hand. All night through, we're gonna do the Woody Woodpecker polka. Let's jump up and down. Now we're going to town. Wrap away each frown. No one knew when you do the Woody Woodpecker polka. Let's all laugh like the woodpecker bird, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Let's all laugh so it can be heard, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Happy as two birds in a nest, with hearts real and cool. So let's all laugh, just like the woodpeckers do.
I know, were you trying to sing along with that? Because if you were, you looked ridiculous there. It's the Woody Woodpecker Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's go over here to a brass release. I wonder if there are any relation to Brass with Class, who we heard earlier. I noticed they're on the same record label on Le Mans Records, which is really, it's a race in France, for Pete's sake. But anyway, here's Brass Release. We already had the Featherbed Polka, too. This is the Feather in the Hat Polka. So we got, two same record labels, two songs that have to do with feathers. It's turning out to be a very wild week here on the Oompa Hour. There you have it, Brass Release there, Feather in the Hat Polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week. Every week, we gather. Well, we don't. I gather. I gather up all these records anyway, and I sit down here to give them a spin on the show. That's the gimmick to the Oompa Hour, besides that it's polka music, of course, is the fact that everything we play on the show comes from records. We don't do any digital songs, no downloads or CDs or any of that sort of thing there. So they're oldies, because like the newest ones are going to be from the late 80s, and then they kind of quit making 45s. So, and a lot of these, and we do pull out some 78s, of course, and LPs and what have you, but every song you hear on the show comes from a record, like our next one. See how that was a clever lead-in? No, not really. This is the Harvard Avenue Polka by the Clevelanders Orchestra.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it there. That's the Harvard Avenue Polka by the Clevelanders. I'm guessing in Cleveland somewhere there actually is a Harvard Avenue. Otherwise, that makes absolutely no sense. But there you have it here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, here's another oldie but a goodie. I gotta quit saying that. There's the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. This is the Redbird Polka. Yo, the Earl Schmidt Orchestra and the Redbird Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, all coming at you from your favorite station or your favorite computer or streamer or podcast or downloader or something. Most likely your favorite radio station, because we're on, I think, 28 stations now across the country. So that's a pretty good batch. I'm trying to get one station outside of the United States to carry the Oompa Hour so I can brag that we have an international show. And then I thought, well, but you can be listening on a stream or a download anywhere in the world. So who knows who's listening out there? You just never can tell. Now, this next one, this Frankie Yankovic 45 I have here, has been sitting here for several weeks. It was at the bottom of the stack several weeks ago, and I never seemed to make it down to the bottom of the stack to play it. So this time I just jumped down there and grabbed it and said, we got to play this Frankie Yankovic record that's been sitting here for weeks and weeks. So here's Frankie and the Yanks and the Bunny Polka. Thank you. There you have it, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. That's the Bunny Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, this next record, I got another waltz coming up for you, so I'm warning you now, waltzers, get ready. But this is one of those between the... I keep track in my computer here of every song we play here on the Oompa Hour, just in case there was some sort of emergency and I had to look one up. There could be a polka emergency, you never know. And between the length of the title of the song and the length of the name of the performer, it takes a whole line to type this one out. The song is Don't Drop Those Tears in My Beer, Dear, which really sounds like a Whoopi John title, doesn't it? Whoopi and the boys, they did so many songs about beer and tears and stuff. But the song is Don't Drop Those Tears in My Beer, Dear, and it's by Gary Kuchenbecker and his Old Lager Orchestra, which is a lot to fit on the label of 145, you know what I mean? So, hey, waltzers, here you go. Seems like wise words to me. I don't know. Gary Kuchenbecker and his Old Lager Orchestra, Don't Drop Those Tears in My Beer, Dear. Dave Baer is singing on that one. There's a lot of information on the record label here. And it says, the KL Recording Service, it's KL Records of Hubertus, Wisconsin. Is it Hubertus? Hubertus. Hubertus sounds better. I don't know. And on the other side, and maybe it's just the song that's on the other side, it says recorded at Jay Wells Rainbow Gardens in Appleton, Wisconsin. So there you go. Anyway, that's a fun one there. Maybe we'll set this one aside and play the other side next week. There, I'm already one record up on next week's show. All right, let's go over here to turntable number two. It's Al Soika and his orchestra lurking over here. And I hope I'm saying the title right. And this is one of those records that I don't know what they're singing about anyway. It looks like the Heidley Deidley Polka. That seems reasonable, doesn't it? All of a sudden, I can no longer speak. Doesn't it seem pretty good? Anyway, here's Al Soika and the band. Thank you.
мужика, идли-дидли, а мужика сне. В общей дай мужичье, братство ганяще. Чи то скрипча, чи гармонья, чи то граммофон ест. Як мужика гра, мов весело ест. Bawią się w oszoła u Marcina brata, choć żablaszkę wódki $5 płacą. Czy to chrzciny, czy wesele, czy zabawa jest, każdy się zabawi, bo wesoło jest. A muzyka hydli-dydli, a muzyka śnie, bo przy tym muzycie bractwo ganie się. Czy to skrzypcze, czy harmonia, czy to gramofon jest, jak muzyka gra, bo wesoło jest. Hey! Wylija u Marcina choinka buźka, na stole kiełbasa, a pod stołem wódka. Czy to chrzciny, czy wesele, czy zabawa jest, niech się każdy bawi, bo wesoło jest. A muzyka hydli-dydli, a muzyka śnie, bo przy tej muzyce bractwo ganie się. Czy to skrzypcze, czy harmonia, czy to gramofon jest, jak muzyka gra, bo wesoło jest.
Soik and the orchestra, no idea what they're singing, and I don't know that this title is exactly spelled the way he's pronouncing it or singing it or whatever. The Heidly Diddly Polka, Al Soika and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and now Frank Wojnarowski's orchestra. That's a tough name to type, let me tell you. It's the Happy People Polka.
Thank you.
right, there you go. Frank Wojnarowski's orchestra, the Happy People Polka, which is confusing because I know there are other versions of a song with the same title that even have singing in them. I don't know, but a rousing number there from Frank and the band here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Another waltz? Is it possible to have another waltz in the show? And not only that, I'm looking here. Not only is it the third waltz in the show, but it's another German-style waltz. That makes three in the show this week. We're going to have to even that out next week. I don't have time to straighten it out this week, but let's do it. The German-Americans. Here's a well-worn 45 salvaged from a jukebox about 40 years ago. Really, but it still plays pretty good. And this is another one of those records, too. I know Whoopi John did this one, too. But here's the German-Americans. When the sun comes over the brewery. Oh, so romantic. Go when the sun comes over the brewery. It's the German Americans on Tim Zupa Hour, your old time oldie show. Got a few more records to get into the show this week. The Caravans Orchestra coming up here in just a minute. Stick around.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, here we go. What do we got going on yet in the Oompa Hour? We got some time left. Get a few more songs in here, including another song with a ridiculously long title and a ridiculously long name for the band coming up. But first, let's do the Caravans Orchestra. That's easy. Here's the Live It Up Polka. Happy sounded record there. Well, that's the point of it. It's happy music for happy people. Live It Up Polka, Caravans Orchestra, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, here's one. Got a long title. The name of the song is At the Russian Front Polka Without a Pistol. And it's the Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble out of Minneapolis back in the 70s. And maybe into the 80s, if I remember. Aleatoric Records was their record company. They had a recording studio and everything. And so the Aleatoric Ensemble would be like the musicians who recorded Aleatoric Records, I suppose. I don't know. I just always thought this one was kind of weird and fun at the same time. Here's the Mrozinski Brothers At the Russian Front Without a Pistol.
Love.
Oh, yeah, Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble there at the Russian Front Polka, without a pistol, by the way. And I don't know how it happened, but I look up at the old clock here, and I see that we're running out of time. I don't know. I have more records. I was ready to keep going. Oh, well. That's the way it goes sometimes in the old polka business. I got plenty of records to get started with next week, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back next week to do it again. I hope you hang around and join us again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.